Important space catch update.
We have some critical news surrounding one of the best looking crypto games in the industry, and you need to know about it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very important update about Space Catch, which is an altcoin, one of the leading crypto games, one of the best looking ones there is, that we talked about a few months ago. Now some interesting things have happened with the project, and they have some interesting catalysts moving forward. So this is an episode that you want to watch.
Yeah, this is definitely by far one of the better looking crypto games out there. When you look at some of the top performing assets in the gaming sector, in the Web3 gaming sector, that is, there's not a lot of really good looking projects out there.
No.
You know, they're 2D, pixelated, you know, it's just, they don't really look that fun to play. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of utility there and all these things. This is one of the only projects that is using like the augmented reality, virtual reality style of gameplay, similar to a lot, a game that many of you might be familiar with in the Web 2 world, and that's Pokemon Go. Mm. Pokemon Go has amassed something, even I think after like 8 years, still has close to 90 million players worldwide. So that really speaks to what the capabilities and possibilities for this Space Catch is, because they're using something very similar. You know, there's a lot of carryover there.
Yep.
So we need to address not only what the project is going to be doing and what is happening, but also what recently happened that viewers need to know about.
For sure. So if you've been following our show for a while, you might have seen our original episode about Space Catch months ago. Now, we actually offered our community the earliest stage presale round for Space Catch. And for those of you that were lucky to get in on that, I think it did a 75x from the original presale prices from our first episode to its peak after TG. So, you know, if you got in on that, congratulations, because you probably made a decent amount of money. Mm. Now, of course, as we know in crypto, nothing is certain. So we need to address what happened with Space Catch. They got hacked. Now, you see the term hacked in crypto get thrown around a lot. And small projects, like up-and-coming ones like Space Catch, get hacked. Big exchanges, some of the biggest exchanges in the world get hacked. In our opinion, you know, obviously you want to do everything you can to avoid hacks, but in our opinion, the most important thing is how projects respond after the hacked. So what happened was this top hacking group from North Korea, these guys that hacked, I think, $500 million collectively over a period of months this year, they were hacking OKX, BingX, all that kind of stuff. These same hackers hacked the Space Catch staking contract. So they gradually withdrew all the tokens. Now, Space Catch was upfront about this. They saw what happened. They worked with Binance security team. I think maybe even Zach XBT was involved to find out what happened. They froze the funds. Then they relaunched the token, and they gave everyone a one-to-one on the Space Catch token. And guess what? They're continuing to build the game. Like, they have not given up. This is just a speed hump in the roadmap of Space Catch, and that's what we like to see. We don't like to see, because it's so easy for projects to be like, oh, we got hacked. Oh, sorry. But when you look at what Space Catch is doing, it's actually extremely bullish because, one, they have a low market cap right now. It's a legitimate game. They've got real users, and they've got some exciting things coming up.
Yeah, if you go to the Hacken.io Insights Q2 2024 security report, you can see that over $500 million, as you mentioned, was drained from multiple projects, including, like you said, the biggest exchange, one of the biggest exchanges. I think it's primarily used in like Southeast Asia and all that stuff.
OKX.
Yeah. But it's how those projects respond. And if you go through that list of projects that were hacked, 90% of them just given up.
Yep.
Right? So here you have a team that is actually still trying to make things work. They raised somewhere around $4 million of their own money to go into this project. So I can only imagine how, you know, if we started a project, we and we put all that money into it only to have somebody from North Korea fucking steal it all from us, how frustrated we would be with that. But, you know, the type of people that we are and the type of people that the Space Catch team appear to be is they're willing to put the hard work in and ensure that everything is made right. So they did do that one-to-one for any of the token holders. But then they've also increased security, obviously. Like, that's mandatory.
Yeah.
So they have, what do they have here? They have, they've gone through rigorous audits with Hacken. They've also launched a Hacken smart contract extractor. So that's a solution for detection and prevention of any additional hacks in the near future. So that's good. So now you're pretty much getting a product that already exists, is in a soft launch mode, which is good, because do you want to be in projects early or would you rather be in late? Because the global launch of the actual game, where everybody will be able to play, will be in Q2 of next year. So you have the same product, enhanced security, in the same team who's still grinding away.
And a much lower market cap.
And a much lower market cap, because of, I think, that perception side of things.
For sure.
Right? It's like, hack, bad. Not necessarily.
It's an opportunity if you treat it that way. So what's Space Catch doing right now? They've got their original game, which is what we said, the Pokemon Go of crypto, augmented reality game where you go around the world with your phone, you know, iOS or Android, and you're catching these monsters and you can fight them and train them and all the kind of things that you know and love from Pokemon Go, now in crypto version with the Catch token sitting at the ecosystem. I think they've got somewhere around 10,000 users in the Philippines, which is like the training ground for all these games. It's a proven successful strategy for crypto games to go to the Philippines and test, because they're like hardcore mobile gamers over there. You know, things like Axie Infinity and stuff really, really flourished over there.
I think they also had Call of Duty, the Warzone mobile version as well, which is doing something very similar in nature in the Philippines.
Yep.
Doing it these
proven successful strategy, exactly, yeah. Right? So we like to see that. Then they've also, again, this is what we're talking about with this team that's just not quitting. They launched a new game, which is Space Catch Classic. So it's another play-to-earn game introduced, integrated with the Catch token. It's like basically the old school Pokemon games that we grew up playing and loving, where it's like more of a 2D, pixelated, easy to play Pokemon game, but it's Space Catch. And it's kind of a new thing for Web3 players, people to get involved in the Space Catch community. So what do we see? They're going ahead with the beta launch in Philippines of the augmented reality version of Space Catch, and they're even bringing out new games into the Space Catch community, which we really like to see.
And this is crafted by an esteemed development studio, Pixel Field. And they've worked with Universal, they've worked with Mercedes, so they've crafted some high-end stuff with well-known brand names. I think Pixel Field also has a tie and wants to see a project like this do well. Like, if you're putting your name, if you're a global name that is working with global brands, surely you want to see a crypto game do well. Yeah. If you're putting your name on it, right?
For sure. Yeah, and then if you think of, again, like the catalysts that are potential for the Catch token and Space Catch moving forward. So we said they've got the actual full launch of the Space Catch game coming up in Q2 of next year sometime, which is going to be extremely exciting to watch. Then we've got more potential tier one and tier two exchange listings for the Catch token, which could drive demand because it's easy to get access to the token. Look at what they've done. They've rebranded the website. They're bringing all these kind of new things in. Now they're sitting at the market cap of this token. It's like 1 million.
Yeah.
It's tiny. The market cap is low. This is not financial advice, but if you're looking at a real crypto game that has real users in the Philippines, 10,000, with massive catalysts moving forward to potentially, you know, the timing with the launch of the game, the timing of the crypto bull market. We always talk about crypto gaming as a very overlooked sector right now. And you want to get into these overlooked sectors before they become trendy. Like, do you want to get into crypto gaming coins after they become trendy? Be when everyone's talking about them, when your friends are asking you about crypto games? Or do you want to start to accumulate the top crypto games that have real games with real users and real teams that are continuing to build despite hacks or whatever speed humps at low market caps, and just buy and hold them? Again, like, this is not financial advice, but this is an interesting strategy and one that we employ.
Yeah, everything seems to be lined up for a successful 2025. You have a relentless team, product that works, increased security. I really like how they refunded everybody who was affected by the hack. I mean, what else can you possibly say about Space Catch? I mean, they're doing all the right things, admitting, you know, defeat, but not now they're going into it and trying to make, you know, a way better product for everybody.
For sure. Yeah. So as you guys know, we offered the pre-sale for early Space Catch people to get in. It did a 75X. We were working with them officially back then. We're still working with them now. This is a sponsored episode, but we wanted to highlight the project again, because one, everyone deserves to know what happened and that it wasn't, you know, Space Catch, you know, running away with people's money, like they actually got hacked. And two, this still is one of the most interesting looking crypto games in the entire industry, sitting at a low market cap, probably not one that you should sleep on.
Yep. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.